I invite you to direct not only your ears, but your hearts to our text this morning, Isaiah 35. You are in the picture of this prophecy, verses 8 through 10. A highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. It shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. If you go around this country in a car, you might be on a scenic highway that's so remarkable that they give it a special name in addition to a number. In our text, we hear of a spiritual highway called the Highway of Holiness. That's the name God gives to the route and journey of your Christian faith. Let's trace it through from your point of view. When God causes you to trust in Jesus as your Savior from sin, that's the moment when He has put you on the road to heaven. It's the same road that is taking us out of the bondage of sin, away from the burden of guilt, because we have been made holy. We have been given the forgiveness of our sins, delivered in the gospel. And as a result of our baptism, same thing. We are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. People of holiness on the highway of holiness, which would also be the same road leading you away from a fear of death, a fear of hell, because we have tied to the forgiveness of our sins the promise of our own victory over death in the risen Christ. Your journey is underway on the road built by God, paved with the gospel of Christ, all the way to eternal life. If winter weather gets bad enough in the Chippewa Valley, the barrier comes down, they close I-94, which could leave some travelers stranded in Eau Claire, I suppose. On the highway to heaven, you never have to worry about hazardous road conditions. Not on the road itself. God has made His plan of salvation and its implementation unstoppable. Christ has made the truth of the gospel irreversible. As believers, we are in the picture of the prophecy on that highway when it says, "The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray." How could that be that a fool, by the way, a term that's applicable to all of us in the spiritual sense, how could a fool make it into heaven? Well, God continues to operate on you, work on you, according to His commitment of grace, as the constant objects of His love. He does everything necessary to save us all the way to the finish line. It starts with the conflict of our sin, which He has removed through Jesus. As for the matter of you believing throughout your life, well, that's the job of the Holy Spirit, who not only creates our saving faith, but also preserves it. As long as we are on this road, nothing can stop the journey. God has promised safe travel home in these words. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. In a word picture sort of way, the prophecy talks about the roaring lion, Satan himself, who cannot come up on the highway. He cannot roadblock what the gospel is doing. He cannot reduce or alter the victory of the cross, not even a little. He can't even target one believer so as to jump into that person's heart and turn off the faith. He doesn't have that kind of power. The only way he can harm us is if we let it happen. If we leave the path. If we leave the road. Now, here's a point of concern. Something to take seriously. You can expect the devil to be close to the highway, in disguise, hoping to lure you off with, and it's quite a list, distractions, temptations, false promises, false teaching. Likewise, you can expect that your sinful nature will cooperate with the idea of a detour, to go along for the ride, as it were. But God has said, whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. God can say that because He knows how to protect us from ourselves. When we veer off course, and we do, He jumps into action to put us back on track, mainly by leading us to repent of our sins, to cling once again to the cross of Christ, and rely solely, entirely on His forgiving grace, His restorative power, His faithful promises. What makes the highway to heaven so sure? It's the fact that it has really nothing at all to do with us, not what we do, not even the resilience of our faith. It has everything to do with the mercy of God in action, His power, His commitment. God has built this road with solid material. Everything Jesus did in His life, death, and resurrection to lay out your salvation. God has put you on this road by faith at your baptism, sealing you with the Holy Spirit. God keeps you on that road through that same Spirit, working faith, working repentance. And for that reason, we can be confident of reaching the destination. As for the journey, it will have its own form of discomfort. As the Lord has said, we are to take up the cross, deny self, and follow Him. The journey involves a spiritual walk, you taking the steps. That is, using the means of grace, engaging God in the fountain of His truth, in His Word. But that destination makes the wait, the walk, the discomfort worth it, because the road brings us decisively to the joys of eternal life. That is God's promise to us in Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. We join those people of the prophecy who sang in arriving to Zion, singing hymn 453, stanzas 1 and 3, 1 and 3 of 453.